Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we still on the dark side.
Is that where we at?
Exactly. Hold on. I told y'all, we ain't playing that shit. I wouldn't got some OG riders, all
right? Yep. Ride a chop.
It's a fucking game out here on
shit
the West Coast.
Shit, nip on the break.
And we get fucked
up. The dagger, bitches.
That's how we do it, all right? Here we go.
Drink more drinks, pop more pills, get so high that nothing's real.
Okay.
I'm so drunk, high, yep. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked
nope.
up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked
yep.
up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up. Nah, it ain't quick, cause the dagger's in the building. So fucked up, moonwalking on the ceiling. Pills got me feeling like a nigga won the lottery. I get degrees smoking weed.
How?
Weed allergy.
Okay.
So high, mouth dry, tastes like chalk. Put him not again, my heat. Straight incredible Hulk. Now I can't walk, can't talk. Stumbling, fumbling.
Don't let that apart, yeah.
Now I'm driving drunk again. Cush in the air. Yak in my cup. Bass turn way up, cuz. I'm not giving a fuck. I hear a nigga try to stop me. The way a nigga feel to do that, you gotta pop me. But I don't want no problems, just more drinking drugs. So I can laugh at these bitches when we get to the club.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Yes.
Can I get a
drink? Like my better fucked up, but
ew.
You still don't even look like. Thinking I'm a trick, bitch to me with joke. Looking like $1 million, but the bitch there broke. Girl, you run a good game. Think I'm gonna pass though.
You a jerk.
Nah, I'm the shit and an asshole.
Drink more drinks, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high, gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
We in the streets with tight glass, but the inner city is breached. With maniacs and blocks that we ain't giving back. Lethal injection, gun away the manifest. The fuck our enemies, I'm aggravated with a load of weapons. Keep your money on the side. Anything else to be uncivilized.
You know it.
Ride back between the better on the class.
Roam the hood old fashioned with upgrade tactics. Watch the jump.
Why?
More than commotion. That little nigga walk from the heat that he
told you.
These bitches bang too.
Loud mouth and abuse. With a sharp fuse, so she gotta act a fool.
Bitch.
In high speed.
Haters in the facility.
Bombs and guns on the thing, shit get ugly.
We're only kids can study. Calling the streets and malfunction. All this bread is butter.
Triple stacks and Remy.
Freedom.
Yeah, I smoke Remy. Got the 4-5 truck. Smoking those fuck with me. Remy on E. Pills got me buckets. Trying to stay above water. Switching wild carbon. Desert Eagle burning.
Burn.
If a nigga get it, he deserve it. Son beaming.
Son
the flame got you nervous.
Nerve.
Let a nigga try me on the set.
Watch
I'm like, get it. Tomorrow I'ma forget
I'ma
it.
Forget
hold the name steady now. You're fucked. Cause I'm deadly.
Deadly.
Boom for you to say that always got Betty.
Locked and loaded.
In the streets where we quoted. I'm flamed up.
Beaming.
So I'm sure you fucking know.
Nigga.
Drink more drinks, pop more pills, get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high, gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up.
Black Mamba Conqueror conglomerate. Any altercation, no hesitation to blemish it. Round after round, the sound that split your earlobes. Western Africa, we ride. You niggas weirdos. Nympho the great, my introduction like no other. I spit in your face.
Okay.
Fuck your mother, kill your brother.
Damn.
The key to the safe. Nigga, phone ain't that nice.
What?
Give me what you got, nigga, your money or your life.
I'm fucked up, don't get fucked up.
That's right.
Pistol packing predator, posted up with the pump.
No.
I'm janky from the jump off pills and mushrooms. Coughing from the blunt lungs filled with hash fumes. Cash rules, everything around me. I smash fools, all cushion OE. I'm riding to the death, hood banner, turn a foe. Ride a shot, shit trip.
Oh no!
I'm fucked up, you fucked up, so let's just
drink more drinks, pop more pills.
What else?
Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high, gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked
me?
Up.
Are you fucked up?
Yes, sir.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up too, nigga. Nympho the Grizzle. Nigga about my mizzle. Shit trip or pop ya. Ride a chaka, sock ya. Oh no, it's 4DB. And we fucked up.
I'm allowing you to keep 10%. And I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no move. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, it is Bang Out Radio, and this is Slap Sunday. And who am I? I'm the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. How y'all doing out there today? If you've been here from the beginning, like I said, I'm glad to always have you here. Thank you, because I know you got a lot of other choices. If you're brand new, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you. And like I said, if you're not doing anything else right now and you're here with me, go ahead and share my link, hit up somebody, let them know, you know, we're here, we're chilling for the next 2 hours here on Slap Sundays. We got a lot of shit to talk about. We got a lot of indie artists to get out here and get played all around the world, all right? That's how we do it over here. So let me take a sip of this drink I got real quick. Hold on. Okay, yeah, now I'm feeling a little bit better. So, oh, man, it's been a rough week this week, y'all. It seems like there's been a lot going on. A lot going on here at Bang Out, a lot going on in my personal life, y'all. Just a lot going on. Like I keep saying, it's hard, really hard for a man to try to keep his sanity throughout this whole thing. But we're going to do that because I got these 2 hours. This helps me do that because I'm not going to give in to what other people are doing. I'm going to be able to do that because I'm a leader and not a follower. I'm going to be able to do that. So if I can do it, I know you guys can. So it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Shout out to the boss lady, Ms. Topez Lachey herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. We all know that. And I'm very happy she's giving me this chance and giving me this opportunity to be here and be a part of this because this shit is about to go wherever we take it. And now that I've been here, like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get it that much further along, to get it that much bigger, to get it that more popping, because if the Dagger's part of it, then it's got to be popping. So ain't going to be no half-assing, ain't going to be no second-guessing, ain't going to be no disrespect. But enough about disrespect. There's been enough of that going on this week, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Like I said, on the first half of my show, I try to keep it calm, cool, and collective, try to be positive, try to, you know, spread a word of goodness out there, not the word, but a word of goodness. And that's what I'm trying to do, and like I keep saying, it's just hard to do that when everybody else seems like they don't give a fuck, when everybody else seems like they don't care, when everybody else seems like they out to get you. But I've been there. People are out to get me too, like I said, I feel. But to people like us or people that are, I'm not going to say above everybody else, but above the bullshit, above the drama, above the petty little kid shit that we did in high school. All of us that are above that, we laugh at y'all that's still doing it. And it is funny. It is comical. I'm going to talk about situations that I had to go through, which is why I know exactly what Topez is going through, which is why I feel for you. I'm here for you. I got you. Don't even trip, because there's always going to be somebody out there trying to claw at the top, especially if they don't feel they're going to make it. And they always try to hate on those that are either already there or as closest or further along than they are. So that's how it happens, and that's what happens. But like I said, we're going to get into a little bit more of that later. But I'm going to start off with the boss lady herself because, you know, this weekend finally coming up, we're going to have the album release party on the 2nd and the video shoot on the 1st out there in the 661. So we're about to get it popping, and we're about to go hammer. You already know.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in their mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick.
I'm a go-getter. Always on my grind, yep, yep, ain't hard to find. The things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho.
Yes, going hammer on him. Topaz Lachey, can't wait for the video shoot. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, man, if I got to be cool, calm, and collective, or if I'm going to be the wild, crazy one with the crazy sunglasses with the lenses popped out. I don't know. I got to see how I feel that day, all right? But we're going to stay in Vegas for a quick second, all right, with the Las Vegas hustler himself, all right? Fuck you, pay me.
This is Tetris P. Hill.
Chunk soup on the truck.
I'm a hustler, fuck being lazy. Niggas out there got their minds, they must be crazy. I see you riding that Phantom, Rover and Mercedes. You say you doing it big, then fuck you pay me. Yeah, fuck you pay me. That's still my motto. I can't get rich off of promises. Fuck waiting on the lotto. I got niggas in the crew to feed, bitches with kids, and they all need them brand new Jordans on their feet. I cannot buy weed on good intentions or credit. Try to buy myself a black and sufficient funds on a debit. Got brand new socks with some old ass shoes. Me show up to a show like that is so uncool. Public transport ain't getting it. I need that new Maxima. I rip up all contracts to smack the shit out of ya. I'm a bulldozer. Give me a gold mine. Might not come when you tell me, but bitch, I'll be on time. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Fuck being lazy. Niggas out there got their minds, they must be crazy. I see you riding that Phantom, Rover, Mercedes. You say you're doing it big, then fuck you, pay me. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Fuck being lazy. Niggas out there got their minds, they must be crazy. I see you riding that Rover, Phantom, and Mercedes. You say you're doing it big, well, fuck you, pay me. I rock shows, knock foes, pull hoes. The only part of that equation missing is my money. Waiting at the door, I feel dope boy fresh. Hit a grip for these pants. My presence is like a re-up. I need that cash in advance. I do not take checks. stocks or bonds. 14 cents short, well, that's a motherfucking prize. Fear strippers love me, I keep enough ones to last the summer. Went to Costa Rica, carry on a bag full of hundreds. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Little bit lazy, niggas out there got their minds, they must be crazy. I see you riding that Phantom, Rover and Mercedes. You say you're doing it big, well fuck you payment. Fuck you payment. Fuck you payment.
Fuck you payment.
That's right, fuck you.
Nigga, fuck you.
Uh-huh. Nigga, fuck you payment. I'm a motherfucking boss. Fuck what the quota is, shoulda, coulda, woulda, is nothing these niggas oughta did. All hell to cheap, or you can do me a little favor. Add a few Amex receipts, all bullshit aside, the caddy cost me over 80, 100,000 a night is what these club owners gon' pay me. So I can ball out, pay my lease. You came to see me perform with all drinks on me. Now it's junk, bitch. Get it right, my size, weight, and switch your grace. The way my rims poke out in my investments in real estate. Four-door Lamborghini, four-door Porsche, four-door Aston Martin. That's 1500 too many. Oil dressed in all black, like a nigga on the prowl. You ain't as fresh as I is, that's that bitch nigga powwow. I'm dreaming, it's the club owner's worst nightmare. 800 dudes at the door with a million bitches out there. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Little bit lazy. Niggas out there got their minds, they must be crazy. I see you riding that Phantom, Rover and Mercedes. You say you're doing it big, well fuck you payment. Fuck you payment.
Nigga, fuck you payment.
Fuck you payment.
Nah, fuck you payment.
That's right, fuck you.
Nigga, fuck you.
Uh-huh. Nigga, fuck you payment.
For now.
Well, don't you think five is a bit much? All you did was turn your water on and hand me a paper towel. I ain't even asked for it.
You don't have to ask for that. It comes with the service, nigga. Just like the assortment of gums, mints, lotions, and hair care products.
Well, I didn't use any of that stuff. I just had to pee. And I'm happy to tip, but a five is too much.
Too much? For sitting a foot and a half away from piss and shit and nasty ass farts from you motherfuckers for 6 hours straight, nigga?
Well, I shouldn't have to go to the ATM machine every time I want to use the fucking bathroom.
Nigga, get your ass work, my commodes. Fuck you! No, you know. No.
Yes. Once again, you're back. Slap Sundays. The Dagger. Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? We playing the indie artists all day, every day. Again, thank you if you're listening to my voice right now. If you're on my Uvu, check it out. You can hit me up on there. That's Dagger, D-A-G-G-E-R-M-F. You can holler me on there and say what's up. You know what I mean? I got my Facebook on right now. If you want to send me a note or something, say hello, especially if you want to call in and talk to your boy. 661-621-7559, and just press 1 to holler at me, and we can talk about whatever. You know, I'm not even tripping. But, yeah, y'all, back to business. What we looking like this week, man? Well, work last week was kind of cool. For y'all that know me or y'all that have been listening, you know, I just recently got a job, completed my just second week of work. And, you know, when you got that new job, you know, you're on that 90-day probation, right? So they hawking a nigga really hard. But what the problem is, and what I'm having trouble with, is that, like I said, I work with nothing but women. They're older ladies, so I got about, like, 8 to 9, just nothing but women in there, right? But, like, over half of them is actually cool for old ladies. So it's kind of funny because my boss, my actual boss is, like a wannabe housewife, you know, on one of these shows. You know, former high school prom type girl, you know what I mean? She in there always got the little mini skirt on. She was wearing some stuff yesterday called, not leggings, but jeggings, I think she called them, or something like that, which is like leggings, but they look like jeans. I was like, oh, okay, but always wearing heels. Titties always be out in their little blouse and everything like that. And this is my boss, so I'm up here, like, sitting at my desk, and, like, when I look to the right, because you look down the door and then down the hallway, and then my boss's door is right there. So when her office is open, she can look directly at me, and every time I look it over, I see her. So, you know, I try to be on point with my job, but then I look over, and I got my boss over there, like, titties all out and shit, smelling like, you know, whatever y'all girls be wearing. You know, ruby red lips and all with her heels and a butt sticking out. This is not sticking out, but sticking up. And it's hard. And it's not like she's the only one. Got two other people in there. And, of course, it's the black ladies, right? Because, I mean, I'm an ass man. If y'all know me or if y'all should know me or I'm telling you now, if you don't, Dagger's an ass man. I can appreciate a nice ass. Now, these other ladies now, the closest one to me, she's like 28. She got a kid. The other lady, my boss got twins. The other lady got twins. But you ever notice how the cuter a girl is, the more than likely she is, she got a kid? Ever notice that? But anyway, back to what I was saying. But it's hard to work when over half the women around got ass and they walking around in heels and little. I work in an office. I don't know if y'all know the difference between an office gig and like other gigs and everything like that. But women at the office got to wear like heels and little skirts and everything like that. They got to be in there fitted. So they in there walking around like that, and I'm trying to work. And I never worked at a job like this where I couldn't holler at people because I didn't want to. I'm not hollering at them because I'm not trying to lose my job because they paying me to not holler at these girls. You know what I mean? They're paying me enough to not do that. Oh, wait, hold on one second. We got a call coming in. Hold on. 5-4-6-4, you got the Dagger. Who this?
Oh, hello? I just called to listen. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm fine. Enjoying my time here on this earth while I'm playing this music. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, darling. Someone had recommended me this number a while back, and I keep checking it out time to time to see what it was about, and I just decided to call tonight to see to listen.
Oh well, I thank you very much. I mean, it's greatly appreciated because I mean I'm over here just trying. I'm just another black man trying not to do wrong. You know what I mean? And let out some frustration. You know, in a positive way.
What you say? I understand that, baby. You know what? God bless you, and I wish you well. There need to be a lot more with that positive thought because it will be a better place and better people that it can that want to even try to do right. You know.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, man. And again, thank you for calling in because it just lets me know that it's not even because I mean I'm 28, not to call you old or anything like that. No disrespect, but I understand you're more. It sounds like you're a little bit more elderly, and it's great to know that even you can appreciate what I'm trying to do here at my age because I'm trying to be blessed enough to make it to that age. You know what I mean? To make it,
yes.
And most people don't even make it to my age, so it's just
amen.
Hard.
You got that right. You got that so true, honey.
And it's actually pretty scary if you really, really want to think about it. But
oh my baby, I was just thinking about that the other day. That is so true. If you really sit down and really, really think of it, you don't know which way. You don't know what the next minute holds for you, and you just ask the Lord and pray for the best because you don't know what's lay ahead of you, and you just try to make the right decisions, and you try to go forward to do what's right, but there's so many stumbling blocks and different things in your path, in your way, and you're trying to dodge, you're trying to do right, but it's steady coming to you left or right, and you just ask, you know, you just pray that you can do the right thing, and the right thing come towards your way. It is a scary thing out there.
And that's what's the hardest part, at least for me, because I can speak for myself. You know, I can't speak for anybody else, and I don't like to, but as far as myself goes, it's always hard, like you just said, man, when you're trying to do the right thing, and no matter how right you're trying to be, no matter where you go or the other people you're involved with are all doing the harm to you. And then there's the problem where it's like do you either turn into a harmful person as well to try to defend against or to try to show people that you're, you know what I mean? Because the good guy, they always say the good guy finishes last. The good guy never wins. And I'm trying to be that good, you know, on one end you try to be the good guy, but on the other hand, if you don't defend yourself, if you don't become, you know, a little bit rougher, mm-hmm. if you don't show people that they can't mess with you, then they're going to try to take advantage of you.
Baby, ooh, my honey, I understand exactly what you mean. Oh, man, this is wild, I'm telling you. But, honey, I don't care what they say about the good guys finish last. Maybe the last is the best. Because it never pays up when you do wrong and you think you're getting by. They don't know. At the end, that's where it really counts.
Well, that is true, because I can speak for that too, because there are times when I have done wrong or I have made the wrong decisions, and mm-hmm. it always has come to bite me in the ass. I can't even lie about that either.
That means that's not your character, baby.
I shouldn't have been doing it in the first place, which is why I don't show.
You stepping on my toes because I'm in the exact same position. God knows I try to do my very best, and I always get the raw end of the deal, and I study saying, well, why me? And all I have ever been was nice and good to people, and I always end up hurt. But you just hold on and hold out. Your day's coming. It's a reason for everything.
Well, I thank you very much, ma'am, and I very much thank you for calling in and listening. And then also, if you have anybody out there that you know may want to hear, sit here, talk, you know, help me with my issues, because help me with my problems. This is what I use. Like I said, everybody has their outlets on how they try to do something positive. So this is my outlet. I get to come here. I get to talk to real people. I get to put my problems out there. People get to talk to me, and it does make me feel better, because it lets me know that no matter how old you are, your sex, creed.
That's right, baby.
In our minds, as long as our minds are right, or if your head is right and your head is on your shoulder straight, then we can talk to anybody. We can get along and do what we got to do, but people don't see it that way. And that's the hardest part.
That is the hardest part, and it's sad because they don't really realize they hurt themselves. They don't really realize it, and it's very sad. It's a lot of people out there that is really lost and thinking they're getting over and getting by, and that ain't the way to do it.
And see, this is coming from an OG. Like I said, I'll call you, ma'am. I'll call you an OG, because, like I said, you've been through life. You done handled what you had to do, and you're still going through it.
Yes.
And you're still going through it now, and it doesn't stop.
I'm still going through it, sweetheart. I'll be glad to tell you, I'm 42 years old. A lot of people say I don't look it, I don't feel it, and I thank God for it. But honey, the pain and the scars inside
is all real.
And I feel where you're coming from, and I praise you to the highest. And you hanging in, you keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart. You on the right road. They say when the road gets bumpy, that when things is like it's bad, but honey, that road comes smooth. It's two roads, a smooth road and it's a bumpy road. That smooth road look good. You say you're going to take that smooth road because you think you're going to have a great time. But at
right.
the end of that road, that's where all the tragedy stuff. But that bumpy road, you take that bumpy road, you get that good shock on your spiritual side, and you can handle them bumpy roads. When you get to the end, that's where it all begins. You ain't got to worry about none of that, but you got to go through something to get there. But the best thing, the best word about that is going through it. You're going through it, you ain't staying in it.
Well, thank you. Thank you again, man. Thank you very much. Like I said, continue to listen.
You're
continue,
so
continue to work with me. If you know any friends, if you got any daughters, you know what I mean, let them.
I need people to
talk to. I need like-minded people, because I honestly feel like there are times when I'm like on an island, like I'm by myself, like nobody understands what's going
on.
There's no end to it.
It's like a circle. I mean, you're just going around and around and around. You don't even know where to get off of this. What's next? I'm trying my best to do my best. Why does I keep bumping into everything? But long as you know, baby, you just hang in there. It's gonna be. Like I said, everything happens for a reason. And you just stay on that right road, you will get your victory. You will.
Okay,
it will pay up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, like, again, so much for calling in, ma'am. And definitely, like I said, we're here every Sunday from 7 to 9, same place, same time. You can hear me. Feel free to call at any time. Feel free to have anybody else come with me. As from 7 to 9. Well, that's West Coast time. That's California. I'm not sure where you're calling from, but out here, that's California time.
I'm in Florida, Chattahoochee.
Woo, Florida in the house. What it do? No, that's cool. I'm touching ears cross country. That's great to know that people in other states understand what's going on and everything. But that's
okay,
what we're here for.
Yes.
This is exactly why I like doing this, because I can talk to so many people about anything.
Okay,
you could
be around the world in one spot.
Exactly. But I'm going to get to something.
Your name? Your name?
They call me the Dagger.
Okay.
D-A-G-G-E-R. My mother named me Leon Holmes, but they call me out here on this radio show, they call me the Dagger, so I can't keep saying my government too many times because, you know, people are going to start looking for me out here.
Okay.
So,
God bless you, baby. God bless you.
But thank you very much, ma'am. And like I said, keep
You're
listening.
So
bring
welcome.
All your friends with you, and I'll be right here every Sunday from 7 to
I
9,
sure
okay?
Will.
All right,
yes,
ma'am. You have a good
baby.
Day.
You have a blessed
day
now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I love. That's what I love out here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? That's just love right there. And that's across the board on no age, no creed, no color, no sex. Just like-minded people tired of the bullshit. We all tired of the bullshit, ain't we? We should be. But fuck it, man. Let's get into some new music, man. Some shit I wasn't able to get to yet last week, y'all. We got this JK, straight good music, because that's what it's called, good music. Let's go.
I was young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end.
Nothing can separate
us, yeah. We created a special energy. Through you, I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight, and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters, but never let them get in between. Cause what we have is more important than anything. And if you were handsome, I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave them in the sky. You will love a good music.
Other talents, but perfected making music, neglected going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt, I can't make moves quick, I prefer to take my time. Cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing every mind on waves. From a melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level, it's where I be. Won't sell them for less, on different stages, I'm overseas. Demand of respect, don't wanna fall for no silly schemes. Get up off of my chest, they keep on talking, won't let me be. But the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady. My niggas, so get them up.
So put your hands up high and let me see you wave them in the sky. You will love a good music, and I'ma love a good music.
JK right there, man. Good music. Make a nigga feel good and everything. I'm trying to, y'all. I'm trying. But we're going to go to the other side of the coin on that one with Path, you know, featuring Dre C and Jamelian. Pain. We all know about that too, y'all. Let's go to the other side.
Losing me this crack, I said, dang it, I'ma work with this. Been going through a lot of shitty help, they news evangelist. Watch
trying to keep focused, so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from
my reality is tragedy. Street brainwashed nigga faculties. So don't get mad at me when I try to live this shit happily. Still on vivid athlete. These niggas ain't half for me. But when I feel they laugh to me, I'm back, I tell them rest in peace, man. I do this shit with ease and fact. And I don't even need no pen and pad. I just get in and drop fat. And that's the math. I'm on the grind without the cash. I'm on the block without the mask. Got locked up with no stash. And I still made it happen, nigga. Fam, got that blueprint. Fuck them if they lose lips. I just let them talk until I kill them for this foolishness. I've been about this paper and I off you with the benefits. Me and when I'm at, those that see turn black. Don't just say I'm in my prime. I just listen to my man and really thank him from the heart. But this is only where I start. See, I'm a scientist, Lord. And really need this shit I talk and never bang down a man. And stop me, you gon' have to fall.
I've been through pain, and I'm still going through it. I just say fuck all the haters and just focus on my music. I got up off the street. Calling me back, it's just a part of my life up in the rest. I've been through. Nobody really knows me, nobody knows my name. Nobody knows the shit that I done suffered in this game. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from pain. I've been through pain, and I'm still going through it. I just say fuck all the haters and just focus on my music. I got up off the street. Calling me back, it's just a part of my life up in the rest. I've been through. Nobody really knows me, nobody knows my pain. Nobody knows the shit that I done suffered in this day. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from the pain.
When it hit me, the best idea I ever had in my entire life. That's the worst idea you ever had in your entire life. You just mad you didn't think of it. You want to start a fundraiser with no cause? Cause, nigga. I'm the cause. Cause I want a house. Cause I want a yacht. Cause I want to get this guap, nigga. That's the cause. You watch a lot of gangster movies, right? I've seen all of them. That's how I know what to do. Okay. How many of them have a happy ending? Yeah. Okay, but see, that's how I know it's gonna work, right? Because I've seen all the mistakes they made. And I'm not gonna make them same mistakes. See, I'm gonna do everything the smart way. Riley, I'm gonna tell you everything that's about to happen if you do this. And how bad this is gonna end. First of all...
Stop right there!
Every time I wanna do something, you tell me what's gonna happen first. And then that's what happens. And you always ruin the endings and stuff, man. I'm sick of it. I wanna be the prize this time. So no matter how bad it is, you don't want to hear.
Nope.
Because it's really bad.
Hey, spoiler alert, nigga. Didn't you hear me? Keep it to yourself.
Yes. We're back. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast, all day. Bang Out Radio, and this is Slap Sundays. If you want to get at me, 661-621-7559. Just dial 1 and you get to holler at me, all right? And if not, hey, just sit back, listen while I tantalize your ears with whatever comes to my mind. And we know that my mind is a fucking wasteland of all kind of devious thoughts and all kind of shit. So we just got to be careful when we dip through there. But I guess I want to speak about right now what I want to talk about, laziness. I noticed a lot of motherfuckers just being lazy about shit. And I don't mean lazy like tired, can't get no sleep type lazy. I mean like motherfuckers just don't want to do shit and still expect shit type lazy. And a couple of things I've noticed that brought me to this realization. And the worst thing I saw was I got off the freeway one day and this bum was asking me for change. Now, keep in mind, she didn't even ask me. She just stuck out her hand and was like, no English, no nothing, just with her hand out while I'm sitting there trying to wait for the light to change so I could pull off. Now, I'm just thinking in my head, now, how lazy is this shit right here? Like, no sign. You can't even get a sign or nothing to write something. You can't even speak. Like, did you forget how to talk? I mean, you ain't that poor where you don't know how to talk and at least ask for change. I mean, you wasn't going to get it anyway, but still, can we get some kind of effort going along? I mean, when the bums is being lazy, then I don't know what's wrong with the rest of y'all, because this shit is crazy right now, because motherfuckers think that they just not supposed to get shit. Oh, and Kip, my bad. Shout out to Kip, him and his family. Listen, I'm trying to watch my language, man, but motherfuckers is tripping, man. I gotta get this off my chest. But anyway, I don't get what people think that they don't gotta work or don't do anything, and somebody's just supposed to hand them something, or they just gonna get it like it's so like. What am I trying to say? I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm getting so frustrated. Just like I don't work too hard to get where I'm at, and I'm still the first to say that I ain't got shit and I ain't doing nothing. But I've done a lot of work to get to the position I'm in. And there are a lot of y'all that have either really kind of like skated by. Y'all just, I'm not going to hate on the situation. Y'all in the situation may be better. Maybe your family's a little bit more wealthier. Maybe, I don't know. I don't hate on that type of thing. But when your mind state thinks that the world owes you something because you are who you are, then that's where people get shit fucked up, and that's where people think that they don't got to do nothing no more. We all have to put in some kind of work, and no matter what we're doing, to get where we want to go. No matter where that is, no matter who that is, no matter who you want to deal with, no matter what you want to do. Nobody's going to get something handed to them for free. There's always a cost. There's always some little back issue. There's always some little back door or something. There's always something. Nothing's free. As sad as that may be, nothing is free. Your parents, your relationships, your kids, whatever exchange y'all have or whatever y'all got going on, there's nothing free. Everybody wants something. Everybody's trying to do something. Everybody's trying to get somewhere. So the thing is, if that's where we're at and that's what we're trying to do and we understand that, then we can get there together. We can move forward together. But see, people being lazy, people not wanting to do shit for themselves, and then on top of that think that they're owed something, you're wrong. Don't nobody owe me nothing. I don't owe nobody nothing, and that's how I like to keep it. I don't like to owe nobody money. I don't like to borrow shit. I got people trying to collect debts for me now that probably ain't going to get it for a while. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't got it. But, like I said, I'm working hard to try to make things better, to try to pay off those debts, to try to get into a better place, to try to move to a better place. Because if I'm in a better place, then my mind will be in a better place. Then maybe other things will be in a better place. But like I said, you have to work to get there. It's not gonna fall in your lap. Everybody out there, all y'all indie artists, it ain't going. How long y'all been in the game? How long? Me, 5 years, six. Shit, probably more than that. Just counting. Just how many tracks? You know what I mean? My music career goes back to tapes. You know, I'm in the garage now. This is where I started, in the garage with a little microphone hanging from the top of the garage with the two-layered, you know, the tape deck with the one tape on one side, the other tape on the other side. You wanted to do a take, you had to record all the way through. No breaks, no jack-ins, no, you know, none of that. You had to go all the way through. You messed up. You had to do the whole take over. Then had to rewind the tape to the beginning, switch the tape so you can play the first track, and then add on top of that with the other one, and then do that like four or five times to get the whole track. Come on now, y'all. Niggas done put in that work. And still, you know what I mean, I don't expect shit except for y'all to at least feel how real a nigga can be and what I'm trying to be. That's all I want. That's all I expect. Because that's what I expect from other people, at least the people that I deal with, that I associate with. That's what I expect from them, so that's what I put out there. And the people that haven't been able to do that, I'm not around them. They're not around me. Because that shit don't work, like squares and circles. You know what I mean? You can't put squares, you know, you can't put circles inside of squares. You can't put squares inside of circles. It just don't work. They got to go over there. I got to be over here. And then where the problem comes in is when people think that they're something that they're not. When people think that they're better than what they really are, when people lose that sense of humbleness, that keeps everything cool. Because nobody gets upset until people step out of bounds, until people overstep their boundaries. Everything's cool until people take that. Motherfuckers want to come to the line, you know, like it's a free throw. They want to come to the line, but they go over, and they go too far. And they just do dumb shit that just is unnecessary, that shouldn't be done. Like I said, if this has happened to you, if I'm not the only one that's out there that's feeling this type of way, shoot, hit me up. Let me know. 661-621-7559. Holla at your boy. Press 1. If you're one of these people that I'm talking about, then call in and defend yourself if you feel you want to. Like I said, we got love for everybody over here. I like the whole conversations about whatever because I respect people's opinions. But just make sure you got something to talk about. Don't just come over here talking shit, or whatever. We don't have enough of that. We can do that in the street. Don't come on bang out radio unless you got something intelligent to say, unless you got something to talk about, unless you got some music to promote, unless you got a show popping off, unless, you know what I mean, unless you showing love for the dagger, Topaz to say, you know what I mean. We got a whole new schedule coming out because that other shit done went down. So like I said, I ain't even gotten to that yet, but we still got steady grinding, you know what I mean, with Supreme, Jay Patton. So if you got love for people, holler at your boys. That's all we here for. And the people that aren't here for that is not here. At least that's what it looks like to me. But like I said, we'll get into that a little bit when I come back. We're going to get into some bangers real quick, all right? And then we're going to holler about this situation going on at Bang Out Radio. At least I'm going to talk about it from my perspective. Holler at y'all in a second.
Filthy on my way from Mississippi. Got two country bitches with me, not a bunch of niggas with me. But when you see me pull up, you better run like Ricky. When I'm gonna hang it out the window, let the 100 feet out quickly. Say, I was for your business. Hope you think that's why I get you witnessed in some wasted. Maybe you can waste my time, but I'm crossing state line right now. Anything in the beam is divine right now. Nine motherfuckers probably say they fine right now. Only thing I gotta say, nigga, define right now. And no, I'm crazy as fuck, you out your mind right now. If you niggas say it's really not my time right now. Riding dirty down that 30, riding clean. Riding dirty down that 30, riding clean. Riding dirty down that 30, riding clean. Yeah, you mean, yeah, you mean. Yeah, you mean. Riding dirty down that 30, riding clean.
Until I'm buried in millions, and my buzz got my whole area feeling like
straight thug until I die, so the ladies love them. I ask the streets and they ain't saying nothing but. Cause everybody know just who I be. I'm cushed out the game like it's growing from a tree. You mad cause my swag is noble, true, I agree. Now tell me who wanna come against me. Come and get me if you think you fucking with me. Really, y'all niggas just suck, Lewinsky. Sin City, we killing the game. Pitching cocaine and sipping on champagne. Bumping Temptations, I wish it would rain.
There was only one D. Ruffin. You wish you could work it the way I do. I'm the one selling all the tickets. They coming to see me.
Yeah. Built by the architect. Use my tongue like a gun. Young Malcolm X. Metaphor shred up every letter in the alphabet. Hotter than the weather in the Las Vegas desert. Made by the mob, so we bossed up forever. I'ma let the words flow and let the whole world go. Now I'm about to give it to them bros. Going son of Sam, I'ma kill it on your hoes. It's the son of man, you should feel it in your soul like. Yeah, supreme intelligence. My team I represent. The dream is heaven sent. We scheme for precedent. We leave no evidence, just pieces of skeletons off. Shit, different day. Plays a little Toray and I drift away. My lyrical display make all the niggas say. Pay attention and I'll show you how to MIDI play. Sensei MJ to the NBA. So believe me when they see me, all the bitches say.
Fully vested with the mob. Employed on the job for say, call it a dozen. Emotions run thin, this ain't no business for pride. There's never a witness to a shortage of homicide. They rest in peace while my tax brackets increase. Blowing chain all in the air, screaming fuck the police. This is a paper chasing operation. With no statute of limitation. And first class reservation. Industry dudes, that's for you youngsters. Cassini boppers should pay homage to the G. Could find me up front, I broke down the whole gram in a blunt. Mellow designer trees, follow the mob, blue phoenix. And once you get your paper right, I'll show you what to do with it. This game's for Emily, I'm through with it. So omnipresent, I'm 1080 IP. Your visuals is a brown, and I ain't talking about TV. We the mob.
Like Gotti and the boy. I see a lot of nothing, but I hear a lot of noise.
We the mob. What you need to do is fuck with the mob.
Like Gotti and the boy. And I see a lot of nothing, but I hear a lot of noise.
We the mob.
My 2 feet and my heartbeat, that's all I need. Don't worry about love, don't worry it on my sleeve. You learn quick that your issue ain't a chick. Money over those, I drop dimes like a snitch. I'm off that 6'5 THPL. We specialize in retail to move our kids closer to the seashell. Still our reality of hustling these weed sales. Across states like we living in 88. My Tupperware grease, my popcorn fitted. If hustling ain't.
Thank you.
are back. This is Slap Sundays, and yes, this is the Dagger on Bang Out Radio. You are tuned in to one of the livest, don't take no shit type shows from nobody, and we don't respect that stupidity over here. So that's what it is on Slap Sundays. Thank you for everybody listening, all the indie artists out there. We're playing them indie artists all day, every day, right here on Bang Out Radio. The top artists from around the world, banging them slappers, them hood knockers, them ghetto anthems, them street slappers, them weed tracks. You know, we got them all over here, so that's what we're doing. But I guess I'll speak on this situation we got going on here at Bang Out Radio, at least from what I could tell. And this is just weird because, you know, I'm the newest kid on the block. So I got into Bang Out Radio because I saw a lot of good things going on. I saw real people. I saw, you know, real indie artists getting their music played. It seemed like there was a lot of love and a lot of things that, you know, I wanted to be involved in. I wanted to be a part of. So I got to, you know, holler at Topaz's ear, like, Topaz, let me get a show. Let me get up on here. Let me do what I can do to help. You know what I mean? And then I got blessed with my show. And then three, four weeks later, it's like all kind of stuff is going on in the household, y'all. And it's weird on my end because I feel like the little brother that, you know, that's sitting in the back seeing what's going on, but I don't want to speak on it because it's not my business. You know what I mean? And I can't do that, but at the same time, I am in the house. You know what I mean? This is Bang Out Radio's house, so if people are trying to tear down the house, then I feel I should, you know, be defending the household, you know. I'm just weird like that, but it's cool. Like I said, Topaz, I talked to Topaz before everything went down. She, you know, yeah, I talked to her on the phone. She called me. Y'all got her Facebook. I got the number. She hits me up, but yeah, we talking, and I'm like, she's telling me the situation on what she's seeing and what's transpiring, and I'm trying to tell her, you know, I understand, I feel you, but, you know, haters, like we always know, haters is going to be haters. Haters are going to do what they do, so it's about what you're going to do because you're not a hater. So it's about how you want to handle the situation. And I was trying to tell her, and of course, me trying to be the good person and everything, like, don't trip, just see what happens, don't get all into it or whatever like that. And so enough, when she did that, and she tried to let it go and everything, it got worse. So now I feel bad because I felt like I gave some wrong advice and everything. But no, I gave the right advice because in any situation, whether you're fighting with somebody, I always feel that if they swing first, then that leaves you completely open to do whatever you feel you need to do, point blank, period. I've always said it myself, I don't start nothing, but I do retaliate. You know what I mean? If you swing at me first, then I got to defend myself, point blank, period. And that's what I was telling Topaz. It's like, well, you didn't swing first. I mean, you didn't do anything that I saw that I didn't know. Like I said, I don't even know the whole story. But from what I'm seeing with my own eyes and everything like that, didn't nothing go down that merited the kind of reaction that happened. What happened shouldn't have happened. Anybody, and this goes for anybody, if you got beef with somebody or you got problems with somebody, walk away. Just don't fuck with them. How hard is that? If it's that hard, you know what I mean, why? I tell people all the time, just walk away. You don't got to be involved in a lot of shit. You don't got to do trivial shit. You don't got to do little kid shit or whatever. You can just walk away and go do whatever you feel you need to do, and we're going to do what we got to do, and that's just bottom point blank, period. And we can move on. But people don't want to do that. You know, shit like sabotaging websites and stuff like that, and I know people that do sabotages that are proud of the fact that they can hack people's stuff and mess up their shit and fuck up people's personal things and everything like that. I know people that are happy they can do stuff like that, and I'd be looking at them like why? I don't. That's the main thing. Why can't nobody ever answer that? Why? Motherfuckers just do shit just to do it, and they're not gonna own up to why they really did it. They just feel that, like I said, people feel that they can just do whatever they want to and just get away with stuff, and people ain't going to say nothing. People ain't going to do nothing. And that's the coldest part about it. But you just got to sit back, wait. And I'm still going to say the same thing now. People still going to hang themselves. As long as you sit back, wait, the people that are doing the most wrong will fall. I've seen that too. in every situation what I was encountered with somebody, and we'll get into a few of them a little bit later, but the situations that involved me dealing with people that were being disrespectful, that weren't happy with what they were being helped with, that felt that they were better than or could do better than what the situation they were in, or dealing with me, or like I said, I'm keeping this personal. Like, people felt that other people that I've worked with and everything felt like they didn't need me anymore, or they were better than me, or now all of a sudden that I'm the problem and they just big shit. And in every situation, it has faltered and falled. What the fuck? I'm drunk. Fell. I don't want y'all to think I'm retarded. They have, what? No, even dumber. They have fallen. There we go. They've fallen. And that's how it is in history. That's how it is throughout everything. The strong remain strong. The strong survive. And the weak fall. Period. And that's just what it is. So me personally, on my end, I'm just trying to sit back and just watch and see what happens. Because the plus about this is that I don't got to jump into shit anyway, because Topaz is bossing up for herself, but she don't need no backup. She can handle anything she got going on like a boss and handle it in a boss way. So, you know what I mean? I don't got to get involved. But it's funny. I'm going to sit back and I'm usually, like I said, I don't like being a fortune teller, because usually the shit I be talking about winds up being right. But this situation may get a little worse before it gets better. It just may get a little bit worse before it gets better. So I hope I don't get involved. I don't want to get involved. But like I said, if somebody puts me out there, or if it comes to me, then I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend Bang Out Radio when it comes down to it. The lines is drawn, so, I mean, that's just what it is. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not scared of it, because Bang Out Radio has done more for me than a lot of people have, a lot of other shows have. It's given me an opportunity to show my talent and to also help show off the talent of everybody else, of other people, of other real indie artists trying to do their thing. So I'm very thankful for this opportunity. So for somebody to try to come fuck this up for me, I can't let that ride. I can't let that go. But I'm going to keep my mouth shut, because Big Mama says she got it handled right now. So I'm going to let her handle it. But it's still even fucked up that it has to be like this. It's just cold that it has to go this route. But that's how people are. That's how niggas are. That's how bitches are. That's how the world is. And that's what's fucked up. Because nobody wants to change that. So we all just got to deal with it. And that's the coldest part, is when you got to deal with dumb motherfuckers and their bullshit. Because you can't turn your back on the bullshit, because when you try to, they throw it in your face. They try to come after you. They try to make you see that what they're doing is trying to affect you. You know what I'm saying? It's like a kid throwing a tantrum. You know what I mean? They want to try to show that they can affect you somehow. But the reality is, real bosses and real people don't get affected by the little shit. We don't. We may handle it, we may address it, but I mean, whether somebody says something or whether somebody doesn't say anything, I mean, it doesn't matter, because when you're on that type of level, then if you choose to address it, then that's your prerogative, because you don't actually have to back up anything, because numbers speak for themselves. Followers speak for themselves. Friends and all kind of shit, that kind of shit speaks for themselves. So I just don't get it. We could all be doing something together. We could all be making this shit popping, but it has to be how it is. So that's fine. I'm not tripping. There may be a little bit more room for the Dagger to branch out, maybe do a couple more shows or everything. You know, we got a little space around here now, Bang Out Radio. So I guess we can see what happens and see what goes on. But mark my words right now, and this is what I'm going to say about it, and I'm going to leave it alone. It will, I feel, may get worse before it gets better. But I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to roll with it, and Bang Out Radio will always come out on top, no matter what that comes up against us, y'all. That's just point blank, period, and that's how it is. So let's get back into this real end. Excuse me. God, this drink is kicking in. Hold on, let me take another sip. My bad, y'all. Hold on. All right, y'all. Let's get down to this. Cheese green. Who gonna win, y'all? Let's do it.
Go, 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 go feelings. I heard the game was grimy, buying things that are fast, things that are shiny. Loving that, I'm back to writing. Perfect timing, how exciting. Dreams of making it. Crowd with their hands up, standing in the spotlight. Everybody stand up and down for a minute. Next direction is the head up. Ridiculous that I'm sticky. Think it's time to pick my meds up. Knowing that the change gon' come. That the money in the crib and the range gon' come. I'm working out to my dreams. These days I run. Hard work and dedication. Rain check on fun. I'm for the alphabet, meaning the one. So clear the way now. I'm feeling like today is my day now. Working out my brain, writing head up and shaking now. My city with me and get me, then I'ma hold my state down.
Go, 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 go.
The ladder shaking, I can't even function. Haters can't tell me nothing, critics can't tell me shit. Life's a bitch, you be faithful, I be cheating on that trick. He be mad, he be sad, he be beating on that bitch. And I'm glad that I'm the shit, my only goal is getting rich. Cause I'm walking out of my shell toes, even if they fit. I'm destined to be the greatest, you fuckers talking debated. Like Jada, I'm underrated and pushing myself to make it. The real is cheering me out, suckers where they belong. When I was suckers, I'm a carry the city, damn it, I'm strong, I'm staying gone. Whenever I can, let's get it.
Go, 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 go.
Ghosting bags, y'all. Money train. Let's go.
Music so loud, I can't hear myself sing. Smoke a lot of tree, eyes red just like the pink. And we 20 deep. You don't want to fuck with these guys. Chop a nigga down if he feeling like he's street guy. So I'm back to being, got the same kind of dream life. Bitch, I got the green light. What it seem like? Stuffing paper in my Levi's. Dead green guy. Bitch, I'm about to blow up like dynamite. Promoting my shit like Don King. Back in high school, I fucked a prime queen. Now my chest and my wrist and my pinky on blame. Still hustle, still pushing, niggas say the wrong thing.
Bang, guacamole gang. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang.
Drink, pole, kush, roll, money, roll, bank, bro. Play with it, play with it. Guns go drum roll. Throw that money in the air, strippers go gung ho. We draw the punk ho. What you think these ones for? Bad bitch from the bay. Go to UCLA, smoke perp every day, but she get straight A. Candy paint, gum drop, candy paint. The candy sweet, but the nigga in the car ain't. Guacamole gang, man, that's all bang. Niggas get shot, get drugged, nigga get shanked. Put a folk, put a yellow up when you get drained. Early morning stacking up, waiting on that money train.
Bang, guacamole gang. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang.
We'll be right back.
yeah. Emerald City Records. Savoir Faire Entertainment. Bitch!
My voice. This is Slap Sunday. I am the Dagger, and this is Bang Out Radio. All right. Now, what we got going on, man? Like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on. And what I want to do right now, I'm gonna share some of my experiences in this kind of given situation. Whereas I put myself out there on the line for other people, and they turned around and, you know, basically stabbed a nigga in the back and shit and didn't even look back after they did it. So, I mean, let me start off, like I said, a few years ago, I'm dealing with one of the first producers I had, and just a little background story on that is that before I even met him and knew he was doing beats and everything like that, me and his older sister went to school together, so I was basically taking that down for a little while, whatever. We was doing our thing for a cool little minute, so that's how he came across in the situation, because I was always over there chilling with her, and he was the little brother in the other room, basically hating, woo-woo, everything like that. Oh, and by the way, if you want to call in, just real quick, 661-621-7559. Just press 1 if you want to holler at the dagger. But here we go. So I'm going over there, I'm chilling with her, whatever, and eventually, you know, he knows I'm doing music, because like I said, I've been doing music for a while. He keeps hitting me with the, nigga, you should do one of my beats. You should let me produce for you. You should let me do this, let me do that. Like, and again, on one end, I'm like, you know, I don't like crossing family and business and all kind of stuff like that, or my personal life with business, because that stuff doesn't really work out a lot in a good way, hence what happened. But as I go on, okay, well, fine. Give me a couple of beats, move or whatever. So eventually he starts producing me, you know, gives me a whole grip of beats. I start smashing the tracks, doing what I do with him or whatever, you know, start hanging out together, start doing a few shows, kicking it with him. He's hanging out with us. We going over tracks, you know, trying to build something, you know, thought this is somebody I'd be able to work with. So that goes on for a little while. And then come to find out that his other sister wanted to take the dagger down. So at the time, yeah, I took it down. Now keep in mind, he's the younger brother. He's the youngest out of three kids, and, you know, two older daughters. He's the youngest boy, so he has that, I guess, that young brother complex thing he had worked on or whatever, but didn't realize that his sister would already had a reputation, you know, for doing what she do. I'm not going to say no names or call out no names or whatever, but she was doing what she was doing and wanted me to do it with her too, and I took it down or whatever, and then I was taking it down for a little while, then I stopped, and then it comes down to the light later that I guess she broke down and told him that I was taking it down. Or they had their own little family mode or whatever, found out I was taking down both the sisters. And But now it's all, what the fuck, nigga, who the fuck is you to be able to do that? What's wrong with you? And you didn't ask permission. And that's what the funniest part that stuck out to me was, who the fuck asked permission to take something down? Is any nigga in the world ever asked permission to take something down? So what the fuck, nigga, who is you that I got to ask you permission to take her down if she want me to take her down? You know what I mean? That's not going to happen, number one. And two, like I said, in any other situation, you deal with the person you got a problem with. Deal with your sister. Talk to her. What you talking to me for? Talking about, well, we was doing this music thing or whatever. I mean, it's supposed to be, you ain't supposed to have to want to do all that and everything. Like, don't get it twisted, man. We doing this music thing or whatever, but, I mean, if I'm going to take something down, I'm going to take something down. And the fact that she wanted it and the fact that she even told me to keep quiet about it, because I would have told you about it a long time ago and not cared. But she was the one like, well, don't say nothing, don't move or whatever. So I'm like, fine, I don't got to say nothing. This doesn't affect me either way. But that happens. I take it down, and now the nigga, fuck you, nigga, you weak. We got to catch a fade. We got to do this. We got to do that. Like we wasn't just cool for these last couple of years or whatever doing this music thing. Like, you wasn't going out and partying with me and, you know, smoking and taking down these other bitches and everything like that. Like you wasn't involved in all that. Like, because, I mean, you didn't have no car. You know what I mean? You didn't have no job. You wasn't doing nothing. And all you was doing was making beats. And the only way your beats was getting heard is because I was the one smashing them. But now you want to fight a nigga. Now, because you got a little backup and everything like that, you want to take it to all this other stuff and have the audacity to do a diss track on a nigga. Like, for real. That's when people cross the line with me, because music is all I got. And when people try to call me out on the music tip, that's when I got to take niggas' heads off, because ain't nobody going to beat me on the mic. That's just how I feel. So everything was cool up until that. You can talk whatever shit you want to me. You can call me whatever name in the book. You can talk about whoever. That kind of shit doesn't bother me, because I'd have heard it all from my ex-girls to girls I'm dealing with to my parents to calling me all kind of shit. So I done heard every name you can call me in the book, so that shit don't bother me. But when you come at me on this music tip and start coming at that kind of senses, then we got a problem. Because like I said, music saved my life, basically. So if that's what you're coming at me with, then I got to show you how to do this. But that's what happened. Dude did a diss track. I smashed her, and then it's been quiet ever since. So I just don't get it, why even try. And then let's fast forward to another situation. Another nigga I thought I was cool with. He was around during the whole first situation. He knew what was going on. When I was beefing with this fool, I thought this was the homie right here or whatever. He was all with me. Oh, he's weak, you know, that nigga saucy or whatever. They come to find out this nigga treacherous. What did he blow up on a nigga over for? Because he froze up on stage. You know, let me give you the real quick what happened. We got a show. We out there got a performance, you know what I mean? Anybody that does these shows, everybody that knows what you got to do, there's money and everything that goes with the performances, time. You know, you gotta be prepared. You got to be ready. You know, if you're taking this shit seriously, then the show's serious. So we go do a show, get on stage, do what we do, and this nigga freezes on stage. Freezes. Like the background music is going on, you know what I mean, ad-libs all in the air, and he's up there frozen like forgot his bars totally and shit, right? And so fucks up the whole show. And then when we get off stage and everything like that, he wants to be the first one to blame everybody else. You know, do y'all know these type of people that can't take responsibility for their own actions? That always got to blame the next person for something that they did wrong or something that went on it wrong in their life that they fucked up on and they can't handle it. So the only way that they can deal with it is to blame the next person. I know y'all know some people like that. I know I'm not the only one. But I don't got them in my life now. But like I said, when I did, I understand. This is why I understand what's going on with the situations. We had some girls we was chilling with. Girls wasn't fucking with them. Like, no, fuck this nigga. He done fucked up. Nigga, you fucked up. But the whole time, oh, man, it was the crowd. It was this. It was that. Nigga, you didn't do this. Nigga, I didn't forget my bars. Nigga, I don't care if it was two people in the crowd. Nigga, I don't care if it was five. It don't matter. We had a show and you blew it. All you have to do, you didn't have to drop no money on the show, nigga. You didn't have to pay for no kind of ride to get here, and nigga, you didn't have to pay for none of your drugs and weed you was on, nigga. But you can't get up here and spit 16 bars of your track. You know, this is not like this is anybody else's bars. He has to. This is his bars, nigga. You wrote this. You wanted to do this song. I wanted to do another song. See what I mean? And then we leave, and then I'm trying to be the homie. Like I said, I'm pissed the fuck off. And I'm telling the nigga, yo, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone right now. That's how pissed I was. I'm not, you the homie. You still supposed to be the homie. I'm not about to send you home. I'm going to try to chill, relax. I'm not going to try to go overboard with all this or whatever. But nigga, leave me the fuck alone. Of course, nigga, don't want to leave a nigga alone. Keep talking about how it's this, it's that. Well, nigga still ain't said, I'm sorry, the first. Still ain't said, you know what, I fucked up. Still ain't said that shit, right? Come to find out, this motherfucker wanted to get upset and shit because we all chilling. I let him go sit. He goes to sit in the car while I'm chilling with the homegirls and everything because he don't want to be around us no more because we all trying to still chill and relax, but nobody's fucking with him because he fucked up and he just looked like an ass. Nigga goes to sit in my car for like an hour, comes back, talk about I'm ready to go home. Like, all right, nigga, whatever. I'm not tripping. I'm not keeping a nigga where he don't want to be kept. Nigga, you could have went home 2 hours ago, but me trying to be the homie, I thought you would have still wanted to hang out, chill, whoop, or whatever. So fuck it. Take your ass home. Take his ass home. Come back, still chilling and everything like that, relaxing, marinating, trying to get this badness off of my shoulders and everything. Come to find out, this motherfucker done stole my wallet out my car while he was sitting down in the car. And this is supposed to be my boy that I've been chilling with for like 2 years, 3 years now, doing music and everything. We was in the middle of doing the album together. We was halfway through it. This nigga want to steal my shit out the car? You know, talking about it, didn't say nothing, of course, but didn't want to be a dumbass about it because how do I find out? Because I look for my wallet within the next 2 hours or so. My shit's gone. Okay, whoop, whatever. I'm trying to think, like, nah, that nigga wouldn't do that. Still trying to get a nigga the benefit of the doubt. Like, nah, he wouldn't do that shit. That he didn't do that. Nah, it wasn't him. Something else happened, whatever. Check my credit card transactions. This motherfucker, within an hour of me dropping his ass off, then got picked up by somebody, I guess, and then went to the gas station and filled up like 2-3 cars on my credit card and shit because the charges are like, you know, $40, $45. And the nigga knew my, you know, zip code. When you got a credit card and you use that at the gas pump, as long as you know the zip code, you can run it. That nigga knew where I lived. He knew where I stayed because that was supposed to be the homie. Find out this nigga done blew through like $80 off my shit or whatever, but the nigga's dumb because he uses the car like right around the corner for where I know the homies and everybody be at. So it's not like he went to some way out other place to use it. He used it in the local spot. This is the type of shit that motherfuckers get caught up on when police be looking for. But still, do I do anything? No. I let it ride. Because still, in my heart, I'm thinking like, okay, he done had a bad day. I understand maybe it's fucked up because I knew the type of nigga he was, but, you know, I never thought he would turn it on me. You know what I mean? You know how you got that nigga you know is fucked up or you act the ass or whatever, but you tolerate that shit because he ain't acting that way towards you? But that's what happened. He turned that shit on me. I let that shit go. I let that shit ride. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe this nigga, if we still truly, truly homies, he'll hit me up on something like, you know what? I fucked up, my bad, I was in the wrong place, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, woo-woo, whatever, my bad, sorry. Of course not. What does this nigga do? This nigga come out and want to do a diss track against the Dagger. What the fuck is this? And then, not only this, he gets the beat for his diss track from my old producer that I just was beefing with when he was on my side, like, nigga, that nigga weak. But you can run to him to get a beat, and now both of y'all got this little correlation or whatever to try to diss on the Dagger. Miss me. Smash that nigga too. Drop them tracks in his own hood, in his own area, and had his own homeboys laughing at him. Because he went too far. He could have just walked away. It doesn't have to get worse before it gets better, and that's in any situation. That's in music. Relationships, if you have a trouble with your girl or whatever, nigga, don't hit her, don't slap her, nigga, walk. Because what's going to happen? You're going to wind up in jail, she's going to wind up fucked up. Walk. And none of that shit where you walk away, where you start crying and, you know, you want to break shit before you leave and everything like that. You don't, none of that type of shit. Just walk the fuck off. Hold on one second. We got a caller coming in, man. 4659. What it do? You got the Dagger.
What's good, Dagger? It's your boy, K-Rod.
Hey, what it do, Pippin, man? What's happening? I'm in here. You know what I'm doing over here on South Sundays, K-Rod. You know I'm in here letting out some frustration, trying to keep myself sane up in this motherfucker, man. But you hear the shit? You obviously was listening. You hear what your boy dealing with? You hear this? You hear this? I can't make this stuff up.
Man.
This shit cannot be made up. This is, you know, real life, and they give other motherfuckers reality shows. They need to give some real niggas some reality shows, because, I mean, this shit is crazy. This shit is wild.
I don't think they can give us a reality show, because it won't be that many episodes.
Because it's going to be too grimy, you know what I mean? Niggas, it's going to be too much they can't show on TV, you know what I mean? But you ready for this weekend, Pippin? It's going down, you know, 6-1 cracking this weekend. I already know you know.
Man, I'm in a hole right now. I don't even know what's cracking this weekend out here. I've been, doing a lot of other stuff, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been really paying attention.
No, you know, we got the Topaz video shoot, that's Saturday, and then we got the...
That's right.
And then the release party on Sunday. Now, see, me, I'm going to be out there, I'm going to try to get out there Saturday, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang out Saturday night and then still be out there Sunday. So we need to find out what's popping for after the video shoot or whatever, because the nigga's going to be out in the 661, so we got to see what it do. So, but yeah, man, we're going to be out there doing it big. Nigga, you should let me do the show from your spot. Nigga, what's the studio looking like? Nigga, I need to do the show somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. That can happen.
Okay, well, shit, we'll talk about that and everything. For sure. But yeah, man, but like you was listening, right? I mean, K-Waz, man, have y'all had in your circle, I know, you know, self-explanatory music, and man, have y'all had members that have come in acting like they was the right thing and then, you know what I mean? You had to get rid of them or whatever, or they X themselves out, or like, any disloyalty in the crew, or has there been disloyalty in your crew?
As far as, like, my, immediate circle, we always been strong ever since, you know, 1995. So we've been strong, period. But I have had people, like, come in and try to get in the circle, and they seem all good, and, you know, the sheep fall off of them and you see the wolf in them. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, golly, I thought you was a good person and I had to, like, kick them to the side and it'd be drama. But I just keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that what us real people do? I mean, that's the hardest part. Is that it's not hard to move forward, but it's just like when you think that somebody is good, because like I said, we cool. You know what I mean? Like I can holler at you, like yo, woo this that. Like I want to come through, do this track. It ain't gonna be no second guessing. You know what I mean? Because nigga ain't about that bullshit, and you know that. And it feels good to work with people that you know is not about that bullshit, and to deal with people that's not about that bullshit. But there's just too many. It's hard to like weed through them all, and you shouldn't have to. And niggas should just have signs. You know what I mean? They should put that shit on niggas' foreheads, like Buster, like fake nigga, stupid bitch. That should just be on motherfuckers' foreheads or something, just so you know already. Like.
Everybody want a piece of the pie, but they didn't do what it takes to put the ingredients in to make that pie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want a benefit off of that.
And if you generous enough, it's like being a boss that you are, and if you generous enough to like give somebody a beat or to work with somebody on like your terms or whatever, and then they go, it's like what they always say: don't bite the hand that feeds you, right? You don't
exactly.
How do you turn on somebody that's doing something for you? What kind of shit is what is going on through motherfuckers' heads? I don't understand this. Hold on, we got one more call, K-Wow. Who is coming in? Hold on. 9918, you got the dagger. Who is it?
9918.
You gotta excuse me. You know I'm over here tipsy and shit, Topaz. You can't be fucking with me at work.
Hey,
you know,
hang out with you.
Yeah.
Hey.
The boss is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Topaz the Shake, K Waz in the building. What's up, y'all? What's going down?
This is
K Waz,
the lyrical psycho.
See, that's why I love each other. This is what it is for me. It's just like people hanging out. That's why I want people to call it, because we just hanging out, kicking some shit, listening to some independent artists. That's what we do over here on Bang Out Radio. But hey, now that I got the two bosses with me, though, hold on. Let me get into some of these songs real quick. Then we're going to come back with the news. I want y'all to chill with me on the news, because you know I got this dumb news I done found for the week or whatever. So I definitely need y'all opinions on this shit. So hold on. Let me get into some of these clappers real quick, and then we're going to be right back.
Hey, Charles.
Bring it back, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 shake that shit. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With indie color shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Now bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Now bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, ayy.
Lady Kim. They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the four, try knock me down. Won't pull my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck. Demand respect, you don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. Yeah, we gettin' education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam, and you gon' be my face tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my steak tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empower me, talk behind my back, what? Now you desire me, funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot, they still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M, won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? You worry about tricking and fame, I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tracks in my name, and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame, and why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man. And rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as think as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay, stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it, if you don't get out the way. Say, I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Yes, 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 we're back. Bang Out Radio, the Dagger Slap Sundays with Big Mama herself, Topaz Lissay in the building, K-Wise, the Lyrical Psycho.
Yeah.
Chilling, hanging out. This is what we do over here. Now, look, here we go. Look, let me tell y'all a couple of these little news stories I got here, and then when I want y'all opinion, I'm going to just read them out real quick, and then Topaz, you know, ladies first, let me know what you think about that, and then K-Wise, you let me know what you think about that, and then I'm going to go ahead, you know, just kind of gloss it over, you know, at the end. Now, here we go. Look, Stephanie Dickerson, an Ellis Scott school board member, has been arrested for sexting a 14-year-old boy. Now, the sex, which I don't understand what sexting is in the first place, but anyway. Sexting was discovered by the victim's sister, who became suspicious after witnessing Stephanie Dickerson, 37, hugging her brother multiple times. Dickerson is sitting on the board. She's an acting board member and treasurer of the school district near Colorado Springs. Now, they believe she's been texting the boys since they all went on some camp trip to the lake, and then she came back and told them she just wanted the number to send so she could send them photos of the trip. But then we got the arrest warrant. She texts him all kind of stuff, talking about, I just want you. Baby, I will rock your fucking world. You can't tell anybody about this because I'm going to lose my family. And, like,
wow.
And then now she's posted bail for $3,000 and she's due back in court next week. So, Pez, what you think?
I haven't heard that story. What is it again? I haven't heard that.
A woman, she's on the school board. She's a school board member out in Colorado, sexting a 14-year-old boy. First off, I think sexting is stupid.
That's that same story about that other woman that a while back. I mean, she going to jail.
Oh, point blank, period.
Just like that one story. Remember that one story about the school teacher and she had the baby?
Yeah, she had a baby by a student.
Yeah, she got the two kids, I think. Yeah, the two kids, so.
Okay,
I wish a teacher would. But that's crazy. That's that same story. She going to jail.
Yeah, that is like a crazy story, but it's like, man, if it was on me, I'd be like, I wish my teacher, one of my teachers I went to school with back in the day would have flirted with me.
There we go. See, this is why I present these things. Because, see, honestly, now, see, I always play devil's advocate. Now, see, me, we all agree that the world is filled with double standards. This is one of them. I'm sorry. As long as I feel if the boy is at least 13, 14, it's still young, or whatever, but I mean, still.
That's like you're saying the babysitter watching the teenagers or younger kids just tucking them in the bed. And so, no.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I want to know what some of these teachers were when I was young. Or all of us that had that one teacher that probably did look good or whatever, like, man, you know what? It's a guy thing, I guess. I just don't know how upset I would be if my son was like, you know what, Dad, this teacher, you know, is letting me get it. Like, I don't know how I would feel. I honestly don't, like. If he was upset, then I would have to run with it. But if he's not upset, then I don't know what the problem is, like, personally. But, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's why I don't got no kids right now. Like I said, that's okay. But I don't know.
It's been a lot of that going on. I guess that girl, I forgot that lady's name. I guess he set the standard for that. Mm-hmm.
There's another one here. Look at this one. Katia Davis, California hockey mom accused of sleeping with son's teammates. The mother of a teenage hockey player in California has been accused of sleeping with her son's teammates. Not teammates. The whole team.
Oh, damn.
She's alleged to have had sexual intercourse and engaged in lewd acts with boys below the age of 16. The acts are alleged to have taken place at alcohol-fueled sleepovers.
He's been getting it in. What's going on with that situation?
But let's
That's a real team player right there.
I can't make these stories up. Look, reports that one of the boys informed his mother about the allegations last week. An ensuing investigation by Orange County Sheriff's Department found that Davis had been engaged in unlawful sex with the boys for the past year and a half. Now, see, this is where I start calling shit like
this. Is this a dude?
No, the teacher's a female. No, we still on the female dude. We saw the female dude ratio. If this was the other way around, the nigga would have been under the jail by now. So, you know, if this is a female, they would have been lying a little bit. But here's my thing. Here's why I call shenanigans on stuff like this. The motherfucker just said that it's been going on for like a year and a half. So what happened in that whole year and a half that nobody, you know what I mean? You can't keep certain shit like that secret that long, can you? Can it really happen like that? I don't get it.
No.
What I think happened, I think she stopped giving it up or something happened or whatever, and then people want to blow the whistle. People always want to blow the whistle after the fact. That's what I think happened. There's a lot of griminess and jankiness going on right now that's like, it just shows you that this shit is crazy. And they wonder why I'm not crazy. Yeah. And they wonder why I am crazy. Not. They wonder why I am. Because this is the type of shit that we as a people got to deal with on a daily basis. Look at this one.
Right.
Look at this dude right here. We're in Denver now, right? An attorney for the man, for a man charged with shooting two Colorado eighth graders at a middle school. Tuesday, her client is struggling with, said that it was because he was hearing voices in his head. This nigga named Broso Strong Eagle Eastwood. That's his whole name, Broso Strong Eagle Eastwood. He's talking about he was writing in a notebook for the last couple of years of the shooting, talking about voices were becoming more threatening. And then Eastwood pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to 15 charges, including attempted first-degree murder in the shooting death at a middle school, which is supposedly right down the street from where they did the Columbine shootings. So it's
society.
He approached a group of students, asked them, "Do you like going to the school?" before shooting one of the kids in the arm, and then aimed at the boy who was running away. And then he hit the kid that was running away, and the kid died, and he had a fucking exit wound the size of a saucer plate in his chest. Like, these are the people that need to be shot out in the back and shot. He said he's hearing voices. What more do you need? Go execute the dude and move the fuck on. I mean, they're shooting kids now. The guy went to a middle school and started shooting up little kids just on TV because voices was telling him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real world. This is the shit that we're
dealing
with.
This
is the this is crazy. This bitch, Shannon Wilfong, pleads guilty. Illinois mom hid young son in crawl space for years. What kind of shit is this? She hired a kid.
What is this you reading this on?
This is the Huffington Post. This one right here is the Huffington Post.
We get
the real stories. You know, I always find some crazy shit in the world.
Yeah, we get here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we hear the real shit out here. We got one more call coming in late, but it's all good. 1198, what it do?
Hello.
Hello. Who this?
How are you? This is Amber.
Oh, wow. Blast from the past. What it do?
How's everything going? I'm enjoying the show.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Just sitting here chilling, trying to do what I got to do, make some good music, try to keep the stupidity out of people's faces, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just deal with the dumb shit that everybody always got
to do. I was listening to that teacher story. That's hilarious.
It's not, but it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's funny, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's funny, but it's not. This shit is damn serious, but I mean, it's still funny as fuck. Like, that's all I'm trying to... I use humor like I kind of use music. It's kind of like a way to deal with shit that's really fucked up. I mean, so it's just real crucial right now. But what's been going on with you? Everything all good?
Yeah, everything. When are you going to play some of your music? Like, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not all about me. I'm going to play some of mine. I got something new coming in for the smoke session. I got a new smoke session track I'm going to get to in a second or whatever. But like I said, it's about all the independent artists. I let all my songs, I usually play at the beginning. I do my own intro, so I like playing my shit at the beginning. So you got to be here at the beginning if you want to hear them new Dagger tracks. But then if you got any family members or friends, anybody else that want to send in some stuff, like I said, send them to me, the Bang Out Radio. Send them directly to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and I'll get it on play next week.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling in. Holler at you later.
All right.
Y'all see, it's just crazy. I just don't get it. It just hurts my feelings. It hurts my feelings. That's what it boils down to.
I had a long day, y'all. I'm about to go.
I'm about to go to
7-Eleven.
What happened?
I said I had a long day today. I'm about to go to 7-Eleven.
Look at it. For sure, Topaz. Well, we in there this weekend. You know, it's going crazy. Like I said, let them all know real quick before you get out of here, before we get into the smoke session. Let them know what's going down this weekend because I'm going to be there, and I'm tired of talking about it.
Well, everybody is going down in the town. It's going down in the town, 661. Of course, Topaz is in the building. We got the video shoot. It's going to be at the American Hero Park, the new park. Starts at 1 o'clock, the 6th extended time, then we're going to take it to the, you know what I'm saying, the streets, you know what I'm saying, the backyard, we're going to boogie, you feel me? That's the second location. It's going down. You dig?
Oh, yeah.
Come and see
like
me.
That sounds like the business, y'all. So if y'all in the 661 or y'all can get to the 661, then we need that.
Haters and
to
all, you're welcome. Haters,
that's
welcome.
And like I said, you know, Topaz, about that other situation, man. Ain't nobody stopping you. I already know that. And like I said, the lines are drawn. And the lines are drawn, so you know what side of the line I'm on, and you ain't never going to have to question that. You know what I mean? You always got the dagger right here on Bang Out
it
Radio.
It is. Where is that?
What you got going on, baby? What's going on for the? What you got shows? Who you got to talk to? Anybody want to shout out real quick, man? Wow. Oh, did we lose K-Wav?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there we go, baby. Like the what to do, man, before we get up into the smoke session, man. Like I said, any shout-outs, anything you got going on you want to let people know about right now? I mean, what's going on your end?
You know, man, I'm just chilling doing my music. I just got put on Always Thorough magazine this month. You can catch your boy on there, get a little interview for them. Can't wait for the Fresh Flavor magazine to come out by Topaz, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody on Vanguard Radio. Self X, Sly and Slash, you know what I'm saying? I, Nicole, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Dope. And y'all know right here, you know the dagger. Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9, right here on Bang Out Radio. As far as I go, man, you can catch me on Reverb Nation. You can catch me on YouTube. You just put in the dagger, man. You'll find me. I got videos. I got tracks. I'm going to get some new shit going. Like I said, this weekend, I might have some new fire for you next week. Going to be stepping into KY's studio this weekend.
Yeah.
Shoot, maybe Topaz will come through, too. Ain't no telling what me to walk out of there with, but...
She don't come, and I'm gonna go hammer on her.
But what we're gonna do right now, y'all, we're gonna get into the smoke session. I got something brand new I wanna share with y'all in the smoke session. Now it's an old track to me, but it's gonna be new to y'all. So let's go. Money and weed, let's do it.
Hey you. How you doing? Looking all good, smelling all good, feeling all good. I don't never want you to go anywhere. It'll all work out. Everything will be okay as long as I have you. I know that now. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need. Money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the show. All I need is a switch of sweet, filled with Cali sticky and my stems and sticks. You know that neon green or purple shit, I never fight it. I'm the type to roll up and light it. On the daily, I buy it. You know I'm smoking, so try it. Helps you when you're feeling bad, helps you when you're feeling good. You're selling or you're smoking, either way, it's up in every hood. Filling lungs with chronic smoke, hot box until I choke. Now I'm gonna flow to the next year, I wanna poke. I never do dope, y'all keep the needles a crack. What I look like doing that, it's hard enough being black. My city is a rat race, gotta keep a fast pace. Rolling through these residentials, blunted with a stiff face. Down to my last blunt, I gotta make a call. Ain't nothing worse than when you wanna smoke, but don't got none at all. I never did what I was told by my parents or coaches. The weed man said I was. Fuck it, roll up the road. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the future. I like to drink, love to smoke, like to dance, love to poke. Do them all at once, you couldn't hang if you brought a rope. My life is a slope, I'm moving uphill slow. Please believe weed gave me what I needed to grow. My people steady trickle, listen, get off my ass. I chose not to finish college, weed got me to class. It also got me past a lot of drama, pain, and frustration. That's why I'm quick to roll another blunt without hesitation. Then I light it up, spark it past the left to right. Day and night, I smoke it all, from the stress to fly. I'm 6'6". Weed as a son of my growth. What it did do is give me hope when I can't cope. Roll model high, nigga please, I be rolling model weed.
What you mean?
People want a picture of it when it's finished. You wanna match one homie, well fuck it then, I'm with it. If you ain't got nothing on it, well then you're not gonna hit.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch.
talking about the drugs. I smoke and chew with Gucci, try to kill it, that's proper. I got it from the homie Wookie, so I call it Chewbacca. If that nigga always Luke, well, I guess that makes me Anakin. Turn it to the
dark side,
killing off shenanigans. The Empire striking back, let him know the dagger's here. It'll be a decade for that nigga always reappear. Balance on a distant planet, smoking pagoda. That's why he's all green and talking funny, balance is Yoda. But don't forget it's
Vader time.
Fuck the world, I'm getting mine. You see, we all up in the stars, having wars every time. Seen a lot of movies and I was high when I did. So I'm smoking when I'm floating, you can call me a spirit. If I ain't choking, I don't feel it, means the weed is a fire. Go and tell that Frodo back and sell the weed out the shop. Tell him Aragorn is coming and he knows what I need. No stems, no seeds, I'm the lord of the weed, now breathe. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need, is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need, is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need, with money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the drugs.
Yeah, yeah. We about to get up out of here, y'all. The Dagger, Slap Sundays. Make sure y'all right back here, same place, same spot. Thank you for those that called in. Topaz and Shea, Boss Lady herself, K-Waz, my old lady friend from Florida, good looking for calling in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's all love over here. Make sure all independent artists, you know what I mean, you send in your bangers, your hood classics, your weed tracks, you send them right here to Slap Sunday, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Get at me on Facebook. You know what I mean? I want to thank everybody on Ulu that was talking to me, everybody that texted me during my show. Shout outs to y'all. Much love to anybody keeping this going, and anybody that got love for Bang Out Radio, all right? So make sure you tell somebody next week. Bring back a friend with you when you come back next week. Bring back the homies. Bring back whoever. We're going to get this shit live. We're going to get this shit popping. So the Dagger signing off till next week. Y'all, pray for your boy. Hope I make it back. And I'll see y'all next week, all right? Kip, ride out with me, y'all, because she can get it.
All right. It's been a while, Kip.
Yeah, I mean.
We had to get you on the mixtape.
You feel me? Back to this motherfucker.
The dark side.
Where I reside.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, I mean.
About to do it like we used to.
Yes, sir. It's one for the
you
team.
Ready? Let me set it up
right now.
Damn, girl, you all that. Small waist, booty fat. Real freak, not a rat. Keeps a ball pussy cat. Got a job and a whip. Loves to spend her own chips. Loves to ride dick. She can
get it.
Any day at any time. Getting yours, getting mine. Any magazine you find. Even if the nigga blind. And your body's banging like the niggas throwing gangs. Y'all are like a soul will provide.
Break to the baseline.
You the type I buy, drank weed and a pillow pop. Because you go hard. Once you're on, you don't want to stop. A lot of chicks will call it quits. You like to keep the party going.
Seven in the fucking morning. Still got the bottles flowing.
Plus rolling mini blunts, knowing what the dagger wants. Keep it real, don't got a front. Only had a tell on one. Always got my back to lose. She wanted, she get it. That's why she get it. She can get it.
She bad, but I ain't gon' trip. Manicure, nails, ass out from under the split. True grit, I'm a pimp for sure. That ass clap, no applause needed to the strip I go. No breaks when I scrape. Dick like pogo stick, she wanna catch a date. My presence great. Pretty brown round, no need to hesitate. Hop your ass in, GPS navigate. That's real, lay back, fish attack. Tell me how the sex feels, similar to E-pills. And she like it, turn off the light. Spark up the blunt so I can strike like lightning. He's a boar and I'm exciting. He's Glass Jaw Joe and I'm Mike Tyson. He's completely sane, I'm a mental asylum. Come see me, the nigga with the title.
She can get it.